All right. This is Darren Kaster, your host of The Green Majority. This is our fund back in fundraising drive. Evolution continues with CIUT FM. We are doing our fundraising show today. However, that does not mean time to put on the snooze factor. We still have an action-packed show. I have some great guests coming in. We're going to be speaking to somebody from Pegasus, which is actually a company that I work for, but they have very graciously given us a donation today. So, but they didn't do it just because I randomly asked. They do it because they really support the show, and so I wanted to have Stefan on, who's been on the show before. He's also been very involved with events such as Soupstock and other local food issues. Really cool guy who I have a pleasure of working with this morning. So we'll be talking to him in just a minute. We also have TVO's The Water Brothers. Both of them, one after the other, are going to be joining us to talk about season two. We had them on before during season one to talk about their show. They basically do kind of a combination of like an educational show and a reality TV show of going around the world visiting really cool places. So that's really awesome. We talked to them before about season one, as I said. They're going to be joining us again just in a few minutes here to tell us about season two, which is in production right now. So you're getting kind of a sneak peek. I don't even believe they have any information up on their website at all about that. So this may in fact be, I don't know for sure, but this may in fact be some of the first information you're going to be getting about season two. So as I said, we are fundraising today. This is a great time. We'll start it off for people to call in 416-946-7800. So 946-7800. You can also call toll free 1-888-204-8976. You can also do it online with a credit card or a PayPal account at ciut.fm. Without further ado, though, I'm going to play a really quick clip before we go to Stefan. The reason I'm going to play it is because, you know, radio is on. To have a radio contract, we have to have 24 hours programming. However, you don't know what's going to be on that radio. You know, if we had to part ways and I wasn't able to do the show anymore, don't worry, that's not going to happen. But say it did happen, you know, something else would likely take our place. And somebody always has something to take about the environment. So I've done a little mock-up here of what I think, you know, could be. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that this could have been one of the shows that you could have gotten if you didn't have the Green Majority coming to you each and every week due to the hard work of our volunteers. So here's a good friend of mine, Har Har, I'm just kidding, Pat Robertson, with some of his comments about the environment.
Ladies and gentlemen, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is out of control. It has been run by doctrinaire leftists who do not regard the mandates of Congress as anything really special. They make the rules they want to regardless of what Congress has given them. And that is a problem. They're out of control. And so when one left-winger resigns, they're going to put another one in her place. It'll be just as bad. And they have a battle against American industry, but especially fossil fuels. Something's got to be done to get that agency out of the business of dominating our industry. But they want to essentially shut down. That's their goal. They want us to have a more pastoral, rural kind of existence. And if a couple billion people around the globe die from starvation because of it, that's just tough luck.
All right. Well, that was just a flavor. That, of course, was not the Green Majority. That was Pat Robertson from the American psycho-evangelical quadrant in the U.S. with some thoughts about the environment. But we just wanted to make a point that, of course, there's a lot of opinions about environmental issues. There's a lot of opinions about policy ideas. There's also a lot of really dumb, misinformed, or outright dishonest people making comments about the environment and environmental issues and concepts. And it really, what I just really wanted to showcase was why supporting the Green Majority and CIUT today is so important. You can do that by calling 416-946-7800. You can also do that by calling 1-888-204-8976 or online with a credit card or PayPal account at ciut.fm. And the reason for that is somebody's going to be saying something about the environment. You will be hearing something about, whether it be in the context of oil policy, whether it be in the context of immigration or anything, it applies to almost every category. Somebody's going to be saying something that affects the environment. You want to make sure that there's at least one voice out there who's actually interested in the facts. What are the facts of the situation? I think we did a good example of showing that last week when I had somebody on who I was not terribly convinced they had a great idea. I was highly skeptical of his idea. And I think last week was a perfect example of exactly what we try and do here. You know, we say that we're interested in facts and we're interested in good information. We're not interested in ideologies or points of view. And you heard it last week. My opinion was changed in the space of an interview. You could actually hear my opinion changing. I'm now completely in support of this guy's idea. It was the Our Horizon, which is talking about the campaign to put sort of cigarette-like warnings, like those photo warnings of the nasty teeth and all that stuff, on gas station nozzles. I thought it was a silly idea. Turns out it is a bit of a fun idea, but he's actually thought out most of what I would have thought would have been issues with that. And that's what we do here. We look at information. We analyze it. You maybe would change your mind. Maybe your beliefs would be strengthened. Maybe it would change your mind about something. But our only focus here is actual information, what is demonstrably true. And that is something where in a sea of conversation about the environment, you really don't have a lot of sources for it. So that is why it is so important today to call in and support CIUT and the Green Majority. So you can call 416-946-7800. Also call 1-888-204-8976. Also online at ciut.fm with your credit card. While you're going to your computer or going to your phone to make that call and give us a pledge today, show us that you appreciate the conversation that we add here, the actual factual information that you can listen to and learn about interesting facets about the environment by calling or going to that email, going to that website and supporting right now. While you're doing that, I'm going to have Stefan Howard on the line. Are you there, Steph?
I am. How are you? Good morning.
Very good. Thank you so much for calling in. And of course, the main reason I've got you here is yourself and Christy. I want to thank very much as well all people at Pegasus. Pegasus has been very supportive. It is a company that I work for. It's my actual paid job. But you guys have been very supportive of me. And I wanted to thank both you and Christy and Pegasus for both financially donating, which is very critically important as well. But mostly the reason was because the reason I've been there for so long is because you guys really believe in what I do, and people have bent over backwards there to allow the flexibility that actually allows me to do this show. And so I think that, if anything, is even more deserving of thanks. So I just wanted to perhaps give you an opportunity here for a moment to just explain why you guys have been so supportive, because I've really been shocked over the years about how much support that you guys have really given us.
Well, I guess I'd start off just sort of mimicking what you're saying, in that we work for a great company. They provide a lot of autonomy for us, and that allows us to be creative thinkers, and it lets our employees have a voice and a bit more of an opinion maybe than where you'd see in other places, maybe especially in the hospitality industry. So yeah, we have that autonomy and we're allowed to use it. So as a result, great folks like you get to stand out and celebrate what they believe in. And as a result, I think we've come up with a lot of really cool partnerships with employees that actually work for us or other groups that work around us.
Absolutely, and at the risk of making people think that this is like an in cloak ad for the thing, unless you're about to get married, there is nothing that we're advertising to you. Of course, we do events and everything, so there's no sort of benefit to Pegasus for me publicly thanking them. I just really wanted to give them an opportunity to hear, and for everyone else to hear, how appreciative that we are. That because literally a big reason why I'm able to continue to do this show is because they've been so flexible with scheduling and everything, and been very supportive. They support us during pledge drives. As you're saying, it's really, really great to work in a place that really sort of believes in these things, but also provides you the opportunity to sort of grow as an individual and not just become an employee number 107.
Well, exactly. And we do, as a result, we do have a lot of individuals that are tackling some really, really cool projects. And the beauty of the Green Majority is that it really falls down a line of within hospitality, what Pegasus is trying to do. For example, like we've opened up a cafeteria at U of T. The executive chef there, Randy Tawado, is doing an amazing job at thinking local. We've been there only just more than 6 months, so he's settling into routines. But what I'm excited about is the future there. Building opportunities with Randy to get students involved at the U of T. And I'm even wanted to present a challenge to the Green Majority, where hopefully one day you'll be broadcasting down there right in the cafeteria, and we'll be able to invite like-minded groups from the university down to whether we debate or discuss or celebrate like-minded thinking. And build some collaborations within the university to help boost what the Green Majority is doing, and just hopefully open up and see what other like-minded groups are out there at the actual university. So again, with an ownership group like ours, we can do these things. And so it like full circle in the conversation. It's just so great that we can think as individuals and go after these projects. So anyway, hopefully we can get you guys down there, introduce you to Randy and hear some of his great ideas. I know our next little project down there is getting the space to build our own little garden and start feeding the students stuff that's literally from meters away type thing. So we need your help, though. You know, we need the students' help. We need your guys' help to make these things happen. So what a great partnership, you know.
Awesome. Well, I thank you so much for again for your donations. I've just been notified a couple other people from the company have called and donated, so I want to thank very much Mary and Olga as well.
Jordan, that's awesome.
Jordan, I'm assuming is Jordan Popank, which is the show's founder, is also called in and pledged. So thank you very much. The kind of old family ties. We've got a message from Jordan. Actually, I'll be playing at the end of the show as well. But for now, Stefan, again, thank you. I'm going to let you go, but thanks so much to you and to Christy and everyone else over there at Pegasus for supporting what we do here.
And I have a feeling, brother, you're going to be getting a few more from our group again throughout the day. So good luck with today, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, take care. And so I want to Kevin slipped in here in the studio in between, so I wanted to introduce him and give him an opportunity to say hi, and maybe off the top of your head, Kevin, while you're saying hi, if you want to let people know what the number and the website is, they could donate, and maybe we'll start you after that, after you've reminded people what that information is, with a recent episode or feature or news story that we covered that you thought was really important that would have otherwise slipped through the cracks.
Sure, so, oh, whoops, there's a microphone in my way. if you want to pledge, you can call us at 416-946-7800. You can call us toll-free at 1-888-204-8976. And you can also do it online very conveniently. This is probably the easiest way to go. It's just CIUT.fm. We have a secure server. We accept every possible form of online payment, including PayPal. Those numbers again, 416-946-7800. Toll free, it's 1-888-204-8976. Or online, like I said, the easiest way to do it is caut.fm.
All right, and so a story recently, just off the top of your head, I mentioned already our talk with Robert from last week with our Horizon, talking about the gas pump one, and the example that I'd given there, because I think you were just coming in when I mentioned it, was the idea that, like, you know, we talk about we're interested in having a just like a discussion, but, and, you know, providing good information to people. But the whole idea is that it's based on facts. You know, we like to talk about, you know, ideology and worldviews and all that stuff, but when it gets right down to it, this show is about good information, reliable information, and allowing people to make their own decisions. And I think a perfect example of that was last week for me when I told it Robert right when he came in. I said, I'm not entirely certain that I think your idea is serious. It seems a bit silly to me. And through the course of that interview, you can hear my mind being changed. And now I'm actually completely on board. I think they've got a great idea and I fully support them. So that was my example. Do you have either an example of another feature you can think of or a news story or anything that we've done recently where that you thought provided real value to our listeners?
Well, I think really... we provide real value to the listeners all the time.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Nothing really comes to mind. Unfortunately, I've actually spent most of this week utterly immersed in reading about environmental issues, and I can't at the moment distinguish what I've read from what we've talked about.
So perhaps you can pick one then of something you've read.
Well, what's been on my mind a lot lately is the environmental flashpoint of pipelines, and this was an unexpected sort of environmental revival from my point of view, with so many really powerful forces stacked in favor of tar sands development and pipelines. We've gotten this sudden environmental revival, especially protests in America. Sorry, we seem to be having a small technical problem.
Oh, no, it seems fine. Now, as far as I can tell, it's not on air. It's just sort of in our headphones here. We're just having a little bit of trouble hearing. So if you hear us stumbling at all a little bit, it's just we have an audio distraction. However, I'm not sure if we're going to be getting him on the line here, but we're going to start off with Tyler of the Water Brothers. The Water Brothers, in case you have not heard of it, is what they call an eco-adventure series. So I like it because it's sort of a combination of... it's sort of a combination of like a reality show and an educational program. So you see them sort of going down a boat in this like really exotic place of the world. I remember one of the previews from the last season where they're in a boat on the way down the river, and they're sort of, you know, passing by somebody and saying, okay, so this is, you know, a protected wetland and very important. And then one of them almost gets hit with a fish flying out of the water and somebody falls. And so it's kind of got that good, you know, combination of like sort of an educational program that actually takes you to the place and shows you this is the protected wetland that we're worried about, but also has some fun and has some cool videography and some great shots, and they're young and they're fun and just sort of bring, I think, the right sort of life to the thing. So for now, we've got Tyler Miffler on the line. Are you there, Tyler?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing, Dan?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us, and it's great to hear from you. I think it's been about a year since we've spoken to you. You've been busily shooting season two. How's it going?
It's going very well. Yeah, it's been about a year since we last spoke, and Al and I have been on the road for about 6.5 of that last 12 months, filming season two, as you said, and it's been quite an adventure. Lots of interesting new stories we're covering in this season, and we're going to be premiering it in September on TVO. So, very excited about that.
Awesome. So I'm going to interrupt you briefly here and remind people again that while we're speaking to Tyler here, you can go ahead and call 416-946-7800 to do a pledge today for the Green Majority to tell CIUT to show them that you really appreciate what we're doing here. And of course, by extension, one of the things that we do here is connect you with cool folks. You know, you might have seen the Water Brothers on TV, but how often do you get to you know, hear their sort of personal stories and stuff? And that's one of many, many functions, of course, that we serve here. Kevin, of course, is very heavily involved with our news role and reads a lot of the news and helps bring us information to digest. You can also call 1-888-204-8976 or go to CIUT.fm to use your credit card. But Tyler, if you want to maybe just, I'd love it if you gave us some sort of tidbit of information about season two. What's a cool place that you went to, a cool story that you've got, anything to tantalize us for the second season of Water Brothers?
Well, one of the favorite trips we did is actually my brother and I joined up on a scientific expedition with this group called Five Dyers and Algalita Marine Institute, Research Institute. And we basically did a 3-week sailing expedition from the Marshall Islands, which is a small group of islands in the South Pacific. And we sailed for 3 weeks to Tokyo, going and looking at the buildup of plastic waste in the ocean. So it was really neat. We were doing these basically modified plankton trawls. We were dragging these nets beside our sailboat for 3 weeks and just sort of collecting data, studying how much plastic is out in the ocean. I'm sure maybe some of your listeners have heard about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, as it's people like to refer to it as. So we went out there, and it was incredible just to be out in the middle of the ocean, you know, thousands of miles from any land in every direction, and just to see how much plastic is really out in the ocean. It was actually quite alarming and a little bit depressing, to be honest.
But one of the hallmarks that I was just describing, and one of the things I remember from the first season, of course, was your careful balance between, or at least with the first season, was the careful balance between sort of beautiful videography, as I was saying, and picturesque scenes, and sort of just shots of you and your brother just sort of like goofing off and having fun, and then the educational component and the providing information about endangered spaces and things like that. Would you say that the second season has the same balance between sort of fun and education?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We definitely tried to step up that fun and adventure even more. With each episode, we really want to sort of bring the viewers with us on sort of this adventure to learn about some of these environmental issues that are going on that are really serious. And it can often, as I said, can be a little bit depressing, and that's why we really like to, you know, play off our brother aspects, have fun with it, and try and provide viewers a solution, things that they can do in their everyday lives, easy things. Sometimes some are easier than others, but so we want, you know, as I said, some of these are pretty serious issues, so we want to have fun with it, but we also want it to be educational. So I think we do strike that balance, and I think it's going to be, the second season is going to be even more fun.
Hey, can you mention any other locales without getting into details here? We're going to move on and actually talk to your brother right after you, but can you maybe spot a couple other places that you visited that people might look for in season two?
Yeah, we did a really interesting trip to India and Bangladesh. We filmed an episode in India and in Bangladesh. And in India, we were really lucky. We got to go to this amazing festival called the Kumbh Mela, the biggest gathering of people on Earth. It happens every 12 years. It's a Hindu bathing festival. So everyone goes down to the Ganga, to the Ganges, and takes a dip at this place called Sangam, where the Yamuna River and the Ganges River meet up. And it's incredible. It's a month-long festival, and over the whole month, 100 million people go and take a dip in the river. But there's one main bathing day, which is February 10th, and we were there in Allahabad for that. And over 30 million people
come to Allahabad and take a dip in the river, and we were right in there. It's just hard to sort of describe what it is to be in a city with almost the population of Canada. Everyone's there for the same reason.
I guess people will just have to wait to see it for themselves in season two. When can we expect that to be coming out?
In early September, mid to early September is when it's going to be premiering.
Okay, and then so we've got to move on. I want to get your brother on the line, but perhaps I could impose upon you for a brief pitch on our behalf. What's a good reason why you think maybe people should call in and support our show?
Well, I think your show is a great opportunity for people to sort of get educated about some of these issues. You guys cover so many topics and, you know, bring people on like us and other experts, water experts and environmentalists around the world. So I think it's just a great way for people to turn to the radio and maybe, you know, stop listening to the top 40 and get sort of updated on some really important environmental issues that are going on in the world. So please donate.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tyler. And of course, people can do that by calling 416-946-7800. You can also call 1-888-204-8976. Or the easiest way by far, click, 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 just go to CIUT.FM, use your credit card, bingo, bango, it's over in 5 seconds, quick and painless, and you can get back to enjoying our programming. But for now, I will thank you very much, Tyler. We definitely are going to have you guys on for sure once season two is ready to go, so we can get into more of the details when you're not sort of, when you've actually announced what all the episodes are, and we can get a little bit more into detail about some of the stuff that's actually gone on. It will be my pleasure to have you back. But for now, thank you very, very much for your time.
My pleasure. I'm looking forward to speaking to you then.
Okay. So we're just going to take a minute here now while we're getting Alex on the line, which is, of course, the other half of the Water Brothers. It's Alex and Tyler Miffler. Kevin, we're going to come back to you for a second now. And was there anything else off the top of your head that maybe you'd read this week or
well,
something?
Yeah, sorry. I was talking about the pipelines and that seems to have spurred this kind of mini revivalism in environmental protest, which genuinely caught me by surprise. Like I really wasn't expecting this, and I wasn't expecting the opposition to rise to the level where it's actually threatening the completion of the Keystone XL through the United States, which just seemed like there was so much political pressure to build that pipeline that it just seemed insurmountable, and yet Obama's weighing the issue. But here, so our frustrated oil besotted government is pursuing a plan to reverse the flow in the Line 9 pipe out east. They can't get their bitumen out west. Maybe they can't get it down through the south. So now they want to get it out east. And it turns out that if you want to speak out and be heard on this issue, thanks to changes in the omnibus legislation that got rammed through Parliament a little while ago, in order to speak out against the Line 9 project, you have to fill out a 10-page application online. Then, if they deem you worthy, you submit a resume with references, for God's sakes, and then they decide if you are worthy to be heard on the issue. And in the meantime, that's not even the full extent of all the hurdles you have to jump through.
So that means, I'm assuming, Kevin, that you're here reporting as well, that means that every lobbyist that's been pushing for the Line 9 also has all the references and resumes available online for the Canadian public, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you hit the nail squarely on the head.
You're saying that's not the case.
That is, in fact, not the case.
Before I was like, okay, well, you know, we don't need a bunch of, you know, grade 9 students or something. Maybe you're very passionate but not informed. Not that grade 9 students can't contribute to a conversation, but, you know, when we're talking about policy and at that final stage, maybe you need, you know, people with degrees and whatnot to talk about it. But no, apparently it's only citizens that
it's up to the government to deem if you are directly affected or not by this pipeline
now
proposal.
And what are the chances you think that they would
there's like a 2-week window of opportunity to do this.
Actually, and I wanted to carry on with that, but you know what, I love that you brought that up. We're going to keep going with that, but we'll put that on hold again because I do have Alex waiting on the line. Alex Miffler, the other half of the Water Brothers. Alex, the better half or the worse half?
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
I don't actually expect you to answer that question, of course. Thank you very much for coming on. We just finished speaking to Tyler, and he gave us a story. He was telling us a little bit about some of the fun that you had bathing in India and going out and visiting the garbage island. Of course, you are more responsible for the film part of the creativity component. Is that correct? As far as the balance between the two of you and actually doing the show?
Yeah, we both take on a lot of different roles, but I definitely have a little bit more responsibility with the writing and choosing some of the subject matter that we focus on.
Absolutely. And so maybe you can give us a different story, something else that you might have that you can share with us at this point about season two. Maybe if you can't get into details about any of the episodes, just something funny that happened on your trip or something like that.
Well, yeah, he talked about our most recent trip to India, but we also, I mean, in this season, we've been able to travel to even more countries than we have in season one. We shot 7 episodes instead of 6 for our first season. So we also went to British Columbia and did an episode looking at salmon aquaculture and some of the problems that come up when you try and grow a large quantity of carnivorous fish in the ocean. Aquaculture is already producing over 50% of the fish that humans eat every year, and we just thought it was really important for us to do an episode that looked at, you know, the future of fish. You know, how are we going to be able to grow and continue to produce food for ourselves from the ocean, and what are some of the problems that arise when we do that? We also were in Tanzania and Kenya. We were looking at our first real glimpse of access to clean water and sanitation, and how that was really at the base of so many social and economic and health issues around the world. And we were looking at, you know, lack of access to clean water and sanitation, but we were also climbing Mount Kilimanjaro at raising money for a Canadian clean water charity called WaterCan. So that was a great adventure, because, you know, not only were we able to, you know, speak to people and learn about what, you know, what clean water and sanitation work really looks like, but we also got to climb a mountain, the highest peak in Africa, and do something positive, so, you know, that we could help. We weren't just, you know, just there with a camera covering the problem. We got to contribute to projects that are going to make a difference.
Absolutely. Well, that sounds great, and you've certainly been very, very busy. I just want to remind people as well that they can call in and place a pledge for the show on behalf of the Green Majority with CIUT to show them that you appreciate what we do here. The coming in week after week, I know Kevin rouses himself out of bed with every ounce of energy he can possibly muster. When it just quite isn't enough, he always makes sure to call in. We all scrape ourselves together to get us here week after week after week. I was just saying to someone the other day, we actually lost count when we had to change websites, but we're in excess of 400 episodes now. And since I've started, which was probably about 320 episodes ago, I have missed one show out of like 300 shows. No, I'm sorry, I've missed two. Once because I was sick, and once because I just decided, screw it, I'm going on vacation. But that's the sort of commitment you can expect. So we ask you to commit to us by calling 416-946-7800, 1-888-204-8976, or by going to CIUT.fm. You know, as I said, it's the easiest thing that you can possibly do. You can just go to your computer right now, go click, 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 show us the support, show us you appreciate it, because every week we're dragging ourselves out of bed, having our coffee, putting on our best faces. I even usually get showered to come into the radio station, even though nobody can see me. So that would be fantastic. You guys can do that. Alex, when you're coming back for season two, I was asking Tyler about the balance there between some of the fun aspects and the educational aspects. And I was wondering if I could get your comment on that, too, about how you like to mix together sort of the preaching with the entertainment, if you will.
Well, I would say, I'm sure Tyler said a similar thing, is, you know, that's the most important aspect of our show and it's also the most difficult aspect of the show. You know, how do you balance entertainment with what are very serious issues sometimes, especially when, you know, we're dealing with things like access to clean water and sanitation. Like, these are life and death issues. It's very difficult to explain it in an entertaining way at all. But I mean, that's why the climb of Mount Kilimanjaro gave us an opportunity where we could have fun and it was still related to our topic. But yeah, I mean, in every episode, we try and do certain things. Certain episodes, it's much more difficult. Like, for example, our episode looking at dead zones. We traveled all around Canada and the U.S. down to the Gulf of Mexico. Dead zones are parts of oceans and lakes that are running out of oxygen due to an overloading of nutrients, usually associated with the growth of agriculture, intensive agricultural practices. So, you know,
so
that one...
Like, things like chemical fertilizers and things like that.
Exactly, animal manure. I mean, it can also come from fossil fuel emissions, which are rich in nitrogen, or even poor wastewater treatment. So there's many different sources. Agriculture is, known to be the biggest contributor to the overloading of nutrients and water, which is leading to the depletion of oxygen. This is happening all around the world. But, with that one, it was very difficult to find, that fun angle that makes the show what it is. I mean, people have looked at a lot of the issues we've looked at before, but what we think is unique with us is that we're on camera, we're bringing it to you, we're trying to do it in a fun, engaging way. But I think we did with that one too, because we have an opportunity to go to a bunch of farms here in Ontario and speak with farmers and learn about what can be done to control the nutrient pollution that goes into our waters. So. Yeah, so an episode like that was more difficult, but others, like in India and the Kumbh Festival, I mean, these are like unique events, the largest gathering of people on Earth. There's just so much to see and do, and even though we're looking at a serious issue like pollution in the Ganges River, it was just, that one was just easy for us because it's just, everything was new for us, everything was exciting, just such a diverse, rich culture. That every corner you turn, there's something interesting and fun and engaging to look at that's related to the river. So It varies from episode to episode. Some are much easier than others, but overall, I think that in every episode, we do find at least one or two moments to make it what it is, that fun, engaging aspect.
There, just while you were talking there, you mentioned, of course, after many other examples, dealing with the urban runoff and the dead zones in the oceans, there was after a few other things you listed, climate change, and I was like, duh, there it is again. So I think that henceforth I'll be referring to climate change as the duct tape of environmental problems, and you can apply it to anything. It applies to absolutely everything. What I do want to ask you about, though, before we let you go, one last thing was just the idea of, I recently saw the documentary Chasing Ice. It was really, really amazing, and it tells the story of someone who's a famous photographer. I'm missing the guy's name at the moment. It's escaped my head. But he was a climate change skeptic, and he, after going and looking at what's happening to the ice sheets and in the Arctic and everything, not only obviously changed his mind, but he made sort of a point about how critical the visual aspect to... excuse me. How important the visual aspect was to talking to people, because even among the quote-unquote converted, among the people that accept that climate change is a fact and sort of think it's an important issue and are quote-unquote environmentalists, may not act or may not sort of like realize the gravity of the situation until they see it. So my final question for you was just sort of, if you want to just comment on sort of the visual aspect for your audience and the effect for you personally, because you, of course, were already interested in water issues, but how is it different for you to go there, and how does that showing people rather than telling them, you think, affect your audience?
Well... With Chasing Ice, I mean, it's an excellent example of how you can, visually see in the human time sort of time frame the changes that are happening. But just the example that comes to my head actually right now is when we were in Bangladesh. We were there about a month ago, right after we were in India. We went to Bangladesh, and There are changes happening right there. I mean, these are affecting people in real time right now. And I think what makes it difficult is, one, is that the fastest changes we're seeing right now are either happening in places where people don't necessarily live, like, say, Greenland, very, low population density, not a lot of people to cover these issues, and it takes some brave filmmakers, like in Chasing Ice, to really dedicate, incredible amounts of time to capture those images. But in a country like Bangladesh, I mean, what also makes it difficult is that this is a part of the world, and you see this in many other parts of the world experiencing climate change right now, that already experiences extreme weather events and experiences a very unstable climate. But what's happening is that the unstable climate is still being exacerbated. So a country like Bangladesh that experiences floods, monsoons, drought, and incredible fluxes in its sea level, these things could be claimed by a skeptic as being, oh, normal, this is what happens all the time. But what's happening now is that the extremes are even higher. So the seawater is intruding even further than it normally would. The droughts are even more extreme than they were. The monsoons are very unpredictable. And this is making it hard for people to grow food. I mean, and people are moving. We were looking at the issue of climate migration. So I think what makes it difficult is that it's either people are disconnected from it because so few people live in the areas where the changes are happening, or it's happening in areas where the people that are affected are already marginalized. These are already the poorest people on Earth that are experiencing, you know, live in places with an unstable climate. So it's very easy for skeptics to brush off what's happening and say, oh, that's normal, when in fact it is not normal at all.
Well, I want to thank you very, very much for your time. And the very last thing I'll ask you to do is I asked Tyler to do it, so we're going to get you to do it as well, Alex, was if you can provide perhaps people like hearing it from everybody that's involved here. So Kevin and I have given our pitches. Do you have any off the top of your head of any words of advice as to why people should call in today to 416-946-7800 or 1-888-204-8976 or CIUT.fm to use their credit card? Why should people do that? Why should people support CIUT today?
Well, I think it's always just important for people to support any sources of news and information that are trying to inform people about the incredible changes that are happening on our planet right now. And there's not as much opportunity for that in the mainstream media to get stories out there that are really important to people. And I think that sometimes we tend to focus on you know, celebrity and events that have no impact on our lives, but they just dominate the mainstream media. And I think it's always important to support these other avenues that can tell really important stories to people.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again once again for your time. That was Alex Miffler. Of course, we had Tyler on before. Those were the Water Brothers. We will definitely be having you guys back on when season two is ready, when you can talk a little bit more about what's actually in the program. But for now, I want to thank both of you very, very much for your time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. So we're going to go back to Kevin here for a couple of minutes. We're actually also going to take a music break in a minute to give you a chance to go to the phone and go to the to your computer. But just want to remind people again here, Kevin, and I know you've been thinking about some of these too, but just some of the ways in which CIUT is sort of special. One of the things is that part of their license very much is that we provide volunteer-driven community programming, so it's related to the community. It means we do not answer, Kevin, I don't know if you knew this, neither of us answers to Exxon, not one of us.
Exactly. We have editorial freedom.
Absolutely. None of us report to any of the major or even lunatic fringe political parties.
Yeah, and...
Is that... That was actually a question. I'm just making sure you're no longer affiliated with...
Oh no, I'm not a member of any political party, nor am I a member of any organization.
Other than the Green Majority, of course.
I'm an independent skeptic.
You're an independent skeptic.
Part of
the very small collective of Green Majority independent collective thinkers. Here, that sounds wrong. I'll think about that phrasing for next time. But of course, we do provide. Not only do we provide different content, not only do we provide, not answer to anybody other than Ken, whose only concern is that people are listening. Really, that's really the only sort of production pressure we experience here at CIUT is make sure you're doing something that makes people turn their radios on to this station. That's really his only requirement.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's the sort of editorial pressure that I can handle. It allows me some freedom to have a little bit of fun, goof around sometimes, enjoy myself. I think it's something that is desperately needed, of course, when we're dealing with all these very, very heavy issues, is a little bit of lightheartedness. I know you like to tell the odd humorous story. I certainly can't get enough of puns and making silly comparisons and just being a goofball in general. But it's because, it's one of those things where environment is one of those things, I think, where you sort of you laugh or you cry.
Yeah.
And I'll leave the crying to people on their own terms. When you're here, I'm going to be sarcastic. I'll be humorous. I'll tell jokes. I'll be embarrassingly silly, whatever we need to do just to keep it entertaining here, because it is very important. And there is really nobody else doing what we're doing, Kevin. And I don't know if you knew that. There's not a lot of environmental programming out there. Virtually none that's Canadian. And we are the only show in Canada that is an hour-long dedicated news program specifically to Canada. We were the first, and we are still the only. There are other environmental shows out there. We weren't the first environmental program in Canada, but we are still the first and only environmental news hour dedicated to the entire country.
And when you compare the utter urgency of environmental issues in the 21st century, when you compare the urgency of these issues to the coverage they get in the mainstream media, the lack of coverage just could not be more obvious. I forget the name of the second water brother there, but you know, our lives.
Alex,
are,
Tyler was the first. Alex was the second.
Alex, as Alex commented there towards the end, the mainstream media is just tragically dominated by Justin Bieber and the Kardashian of the day. And meanwhile, we're losing, you know, how many species a day are disappearing from this planet, that, you know, bees are disappearing and we need them for food production.
Yeah. And anyone, I'm going to actually interrupt you on that one because I love that example, Kevin. Anyone who likes eating food can give, we need bees to eat. It is completely impossible for us to sustain ourselves off of hand pollination. Like, as far as few people could get away with it, but the global food system will not survive that way. Doomed. So anyone who likes eating food can sponsor a bee for $1 each. We will hold their money on their behalf. They can sponsor 25 bees to pollinate your crops. Go ahead and go to CIUT.fm and donate. We will accept it on their behalf by advocating for them. We were essentially making ourselves today officially a bee lobby.
A bee lobby,
for
sure.
$25 a bee for until the next fundraiser, of course. That and just bees alone, $1 each, you get 25 bees. This sort of, just in case anyone is that silly, realizes that I'm being completely joking here. But I think it's a good way to think about it, right? I mean, it's how much money is that? We're some of the only people who are advocating for that. We are volunteer-driven, completely funded. Again, I want to remind people there's maybe like, I don't forget the actual number. We've got maybe like 6 paid staff here. Almost all of the funding for, like, we're talking in the over 90% of the funding for CIUT is all donated. So it relies on you guys to do it. They get some, you know, there's a little bit of government money here and that sort of thing, but it's certainly not like TVO or something like that, where it's like publicly funded. We're nothing like that at all. It's totally listener funded. We need you guys to call in support. And the emphasis we want to put today is that we have a few lovely people, of course. Pegasus, my company that I work for outside of here, is been lovely enough to donate the past few times. We get, you know, you've had a couple of friends donate. You know, my mom, I'm expecting, mom, if you haven't called in yet, I'm expecting you to call in and donate. But what we're looking for today really is that we're looking for those people that haven't donated before. There's lots of people every single time we do a fundraiser. There's lots of folks who consistently come in, and that's really, really great. But everybody else, you know, I'm not trying to be, you know, trying to get you upset or nothing, but everybody else is sort of cruising on their dime, literally. So today will be the day.
Don't be a free rider.
Don't be a free rider. Even if you never do it again, which we hope you do, but if you've never donated, today is the day. I would like you to call in right now, 416-946-7800, 1-888-204-8976. CIUT.fm is the website. If you want to use your credit card, click, you're done in 2 seconds. Don't even have to stop listening to do that, because it might be hard to have radio and a phone, but you can easily be on your computer. So you should definitely be doing that right now. You, the person sitting in the chair, or perhaps standing, or perhaps in their car, now is the time to call. I'm talking to you. Support us. Go to the website. If you haven't done it before, we're talking to you. Kevin.
And you can't possibly get a better deal. We ask for a $25 pledge twice a year, which essentially amounts to 24/7 radio for $1 a week, with fantastic programming from over 200 volunteers. We, you know, it's not just the Green Majority, it's a station that provides a platform for independent artists and local artists and political viewpoints and just, you know, a range of news and music and spoken word shows, and you know, all we ask for that is $1 a week. And if you want to pledge, please call 416-946-7800. You can call us toll free at 1-888-204-8976, or as Darren said, the easiest thing to do is just go to CIUT.fm, where you can use your credit card or your PayPal account.
So we're gonna, I'm gonna let play a music track in just a second here, because I want to give people, the people who don't have access to a computer, perhaps you're parked in your car, not driving, and you want to use your cell phone because you don't have your computer and you don't have one of those fancy dancy smartphones. We want to give you a chance to actually call in. So we're gonna go to a music break in just a moment here, but I want to remind people as well one more reason. Now this is very much the last reason on my list, because I know that our listeners, maybe other shows, Kevin, but not our show, are people bribed. We don't need to bribe people. They don't. They understand that what we do is one of the only places you can get this sort of content in Canada, and it's the only place in Canada you can get exactly what we're doing. What we are asking for people to do is show the station that they support what we do in the hard time every week, with the exception of 1 week in the last 3 years. I've been every single show. I actually book, like, my work schedule is augmented by this. I have the day blocked off just so that I can do this. An awful lot of time. So if you were paying me for my time, that's maybe like 15 cents a week for one person, you know, for everybody to combine for us to do this. But when you donate, not only do you get the Green Majority for a unlimited time offer, you will also receive the other 365 days, 24 hours a day of programming.
Exactly.
Not just the Green Majority. You actually get the entire station. All year round, 24 hours a day, volunteer-produced radio. So we're going to go to that music track now. Going to give you a chance to call in. I didn't even tell you what the prizes were yet, though, so hold on. Maybe I should do that. We're going to do that, and then I will do it. I was going to skip it because I don't think anyone needs to be bribed with prizes. Should I even tell them what the prizes are?
No, the prizes are good.
I'm sure there's one person there that's like, you know, I have $24, but I was going to save that last dollar for a cup of coffee. So for that guy or that girl who's sitting there going, well, I don't know, they're on the fence, here's some prizes if you happen to be that person. You know, and if you need the prizes, then fantastic, no problem. So one of the ones you're going to get is a health and wellness package worth over $900. We've got your membership to a yoga center. It also comes with $150 worth of athletic gear. We've got an entertainment one worth $1,600. Family pack to Medieval Times. You know, Kevin, I've never been to Medieval Times.
I have. It's fun.
Oh, so okay. So maybe I'll donate then, and we'll get that. I mean, we don't need prizes to get people to donate. Also includes a year pass. VIP membership to the movies. It gets you into the Wizard of Oz Mervis production and a TIFF Bell Lightbox package. That's all in one package. There's also a resort. There's also a $500 bike from Urbane Cyclist. There's also a Samsung Galaxy S3, which I hear is all the rage these days. And also a $500 value of adornments on Queen. So just like house decor and kitchenware and wall lighting and all that sort of stuff. So there's several thousand dollars worth of incentives here of stuff you could win. And that's if just being an awesome person and supporting the show and supporting your show and the rest of the station combined isn't good enough. There's also thousands and thousands of dollars worth of cool prizes. Minimum donation to get a membership to CIUT, which includes you in every single one of those draws. So as low as the odds are, Kevin, you could actually win all six major prizes. It is entirely possible that you could win all six prizes. $25 donation gets you that. There's also lots of other incentives, which we'll tell you about afterwards. You do also get a tax receipt if that sort of thing is important to you as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Regardless of the prizes, one of the prizes isn't a tax receipt. You actually get a tax receipt for your donation, regardless of your ability or inability to win all six grand prizes. We will take that break now, though, so I'm going to remind you the phone number. This is your chance to call in. Please do, as I said, if you haven't called in before, this is the time we're going to ask you to call in. My mother cannot fund this entire show. Please give my mom a break. Somebody call in. We need a couple more people before the end of the show here. We've got about 20 minutes. So the number is 416-946-7800, 1-888-204-8976, and the website is CIUT.FM. Do it now. We'll be right back.
At least that's what they say. pain in the ground. I knew I should've, I knew you would've. If we both knew we could've, if the situation let me. But don't forget me. It's not much of a future in letting yourself get old. When you hide the highs and just live the low, you'll end up letting that little heart of yours turn black.
All right. That was a little bit of a musical break there, because we do like to play music from time to time. I'm Darren Kaster. You're listening to The Green Majority. This is our Do the Evolution. I forget the tagline.
The Evolution Continues.
I was thinking another musical number there. The Evolution Continues is our tagline for this fundraising campaign. However, that does not affect in any way our need for your votes, whether or not you like my mangling of the name, whether or not you like the name itself. Completely irrelevant, Kevin. Completely irrelevant from whether or not you just called in and supported. If you did, you are now officially awesome. If you did not, you are still potentially awesome, but it will not be certain until you've called in or used our website to donate. Kevin, we're going to get back to that story that you brought us here a little bit, back into it. I keep interrupting you, but that's because, you know, we just keep need to remind people that this is the time when they can be calling in. Of course, I'll give you that number again in just a second, but back to the story you were mentioning before, where now we're filling out forms to be citizens. What was the story again?
Yeah, so essentially, if the Line 9 reversal project to carry bitumen out east, because the west and the south are potentially blocked, in the omnibus legislation, there were provisions made to change the application process to be heard on the line nine reversal proposal, and it amounts to at least an 8, and I think it's actually a 10-page questionnaire that you have to fill out online. They get back to you, and they give you 3 days to submit a resume with references, as if that matters. And there's all these other hoops you have to jump through. But then ultimately the government decides if you are sufficiently impacted by the proposal to be allowed to speak about it, as if it's a local issue. We're talking about carbon. We're talking about carbon. A ton of carbon emitted anywhere on Earth is a ton of carbon in the atmosphere. You can't just say, admittedly, people whose property is traversed by this pipeline have, you know, even more of a stake. But you can't exclude anyone, in my opinion, from a debate about carbon emissions, because we're all impacted globally through climate change. And I'm prone to pessimism for sure, and I definitely have. I'm unapologetic in my views that it's the environment first for me and everything else is second. But I can honestly state, without any fear of overstating this, that not only is the environment being neglected under the Harper regime, it is actively under attack. Harper hates the environment. On his best day, he sees it as a resource to be exported. And on his worst day, he sees it as something to be utterly destroyed because it's standing in the way of his tar sands policies.
We had a really great picture, which I really, really loved, and I considered making our image for a little bit, but I don't like to break up our branding too much, so I prefer to keep our Facebook profile pictures saying The Green Majority. But I really loved it. One of those pictures that goes viral and all over. You can see it very near the top of the Facebook page right now. But it was a picture of the Earth where, like, if you view from space kind of like as a pie graph,
yeah,
the top maybe like 20% and was had some trees and a couple of buildings. Like, it was still like a planet,
right?
With like a modern planet with like civilization on it, but there was like a couple houses and some birds and trees, and then the entire rest of like 85 or 65% of it was giant skyscrapers. Everything was black and like smog. And the tag, I thought this was absolutely brilliant. If you think that the environment and the environment and the economy don't have anything to do with each other, try holding your breath while you're counting your money.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that one go around a few times. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is. It makes the point that, you know, how do we suppose we're going to have a healthy economy in a world plagued by droughts and floods? If there was nothing worse to climate change than extreme weather, droughts, and floods, we're going to see, even if that were the only negative outcome, we're going to see global crop failures as breadbaskets are hit by droughts. We're going and floods, which are also detrimental to agriculture. We're certainly cities are devastated by floods, and we've seen countless examples of that in the news over the last few years. Look at Superstorm Sandy and what it did to New Jersey. But how can our economy remain immune to food shortages and geopolitical instability in countries that cannot absorb any increase in the cost of staple foods, which amounts to the third world in its entirety, which spends all of its money on subsistence? They can't absorb increases in the price of food, and we're not going to have an economy that's immune to these effects.
All right. I actually didn't realize how we were having such a great conversation here. We're getting down to the last few minutes. Guys, we still need, if you're still out there listening, we still need a couple more people to call in. We've only got about 3 minutes left. So now is really the time. We are in crunch time for calling in 416-946-7800. You can also call in by using 1-888-204-8976. You can also go online at CIUT.FM, which is the best option. It's easy for you. It's easy for us. Everybody's happy when you use CIUT.FM with your credit card. Absolutely the best way, but folks, we do need you to do that. We still need a couple more people. We've only got like 2 minutes here left.
And if you're listening on the podcast, it's not too late.
Yes,
you can. If you pick us up later, you can still use any of those numbers or CIUT.FM and just make sure that you say that the pledge goes to the Green Majority.
Yep, they fill it. We'll actually say, what is your favorite show?
Right.
Which, of course, would be us anyway, but just in case people like, well, I don't know, I also like that sex show that's on late at night or something, too. Just make sure for this part, you can email them and tell them how much you like the sex show later. For now, please say that your favorite show is The Green Majority. You're going to need to do that now. If you really want to make me feel good, you can also do it later, but I'll be a little bit nervous because we still need a couple of people to reach our thing. We only ask for 10 donors, folks. We're only asking 10 people to donate. We still need a couple people left, which means that you sitting there listening right now, now is your chance to call in 946-7800-204-8976 is the 888 number. You can also use CIET.FM with your credit card. Again, folks, if you've been listening today throughout the show, if you've already donated, I want to thank everybody from Pegasus that called in. Several of my coworkers called in and donated, which means that that's fewer of our regular listeners who aren't sort of knowing me personally that have called in. So that this is your chance, folks. If you've been listening for a while and you don't know me, you haven't already used I heard the pitch through my work, and you're sitting there at home enjoying the program, please just even if this is the only time that you've donated before, maybe you don't intend to donate again, but do it this time. Show us your support. Show CIUT that you and everybody else appreciates the information and the hard work that we put in here every week to get constructive criticism of the environmental issues, good interviews with good facts, punditry, opinions, everything that you're not getting in the mainstream media, which is a very rounded presentation of the environment, something that nobody else is doing in Canada, very few people are doing in anywhere on the world. That's why you should call in and support us. That is all the time we have, folks. We're gonna play our extra out. I even ran out of time. I had a little bit of a pitch from Jordan, the show's founder, and we just don't have time to play it, so I apologize, Jordan, if you're listening.